Charlie Trufa Be'esh, the 41st kina, is in a sense the last of the kinos. Maharal speaks of after the call is done with the kinos, then you begin to read the tzionim. In a certain sense, this is the last of the kinos. If the tzion kinos are in a sense beyond that. This definitely focuses on destruction. It focuses on a different type of destruction. It focuses in the 1200s, the destruction of 24 cartloads, the burning of 24 cartloads of Sifrei Torah and various Svarim Torah Shval Peh that were Bichsav Yad. This is centuries before the printing press. 24 truckloads of Svarim, probably hundreds, of which we have no remain because they were entirely destroyed. Such a destruction of Torah that the Maharam Mirunberg felt compelled, one of the last of the line of the Baal Yatosus, the Rebbe of the Rush, felt compelled to write a kina about this destruction of Torah. On the one hand, this is a continuation. On the other hand, it's a beginning, and then it's the event itself. It's a continuation. We had so many kinos over the course of the morning describing the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash was not only a center of Karbanos, but it was more fundamentally the center of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, the Mikdash B'Shachanti B'Sochem, it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's address. It was the place through which we find greatest Kirvas Elokim. It was the place which was and remains a focal point and center of Tefillah, a place which was the center of Chesed, a place which is the center of Torah. Of Torah Shebichsav is embodied in the Luchos, in the original Sefer Torah. And Torah Shebaal Peh was the place where the Sanhedrin met for many, many, many centuries. The destruction of Beis HaMikdash was a diminution of all of those. And in a sense, this event, some 800-900 years ago, the destruction of a tremendous amount of the Torah of the Baal Yatosfos was a continuation of that destruction of Torah that Mikdash represented. It was also a beginning. As Rav Shavel describes in his history of the Ramban, the 1200s was a period of a great ascendancy of the power of the Catholic Church, the political power of the Catholic Church. That's when they were flexing their muscles, appointing kings and demoting kings across Europe, and that led to a tremendous amount of shemad against the Jews. It began in the 1200s, it continued through the 1300s. Jews were sent out of this country, sent out of that country, sent out of England, sent out of France, and it climaxed in a certain sense, in a terrible sense, with the expulsion of Jews from Spain in 1492 and the decades and centuries of Inquisition that would follow. All of that began with the ascendancy of the Catholic Church in the 1200s, as was expressed in this destruction of 24 truckloads of Svarim. So this event is a continuation of Churban Mikdash. It's the beginning of many centuries of Catholic persecution of the Jewish people across Europe. And just to consider the event itself, because Svarim are our friends, this makes it very personal. None of us have ever had the sus. Our great-great-grandparents did not have the sus to come to Beis HaMikdash, to see Luchos, to see Menorah, to see Shulchan. We never saw on that. But we're in a Beis HaMedrash, and we see Svarim. And Svarim are our friends. And we don't know what a Shulchan and Menorah could do for us. But we do know what Svarim do for us. And this cuts very personally. Because Svarim were burnt by the tens of thousands. And at the same time, the kina ends, And again, in a certain sense, this is the close of the Kinos. From this we move to more of the Tzions, and then to Eli Tzion. The Kina ends with a thread of hope. Yerum levavi be'isri l'arlach. We yet hope. We look forward with great anticipation and great realism to the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will brighten the darkness. And the truth is, this very Kina itself expresses that. Because tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of farms destroyed, and yet the Masorah has been strong throughout the 8th-9th century since. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nachum the capacity to destroy, the Eitzim Vavanim, to destroy the bodies, millions of bodies of Jewish people over the centuries of Galus, and hundreds of thousands, millions of Svarim. The Svarim, the physical Svarim, were destroyed, but the Masorah of which those Svarim spoke remained Chai V'Kayim. Millions of Jewish bodies were taken, but Kalal Yisrael, and the Masorah of Kalal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured, remained fresh and alive to this very day, and that itself gives us the hope. That vision of the Gevilim Nisraf and the Osios Parfums Ba'avir, the Nachum can destroy the parchment, but the letters, the essence remains. The essence is permanent because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtacha to us, that we are permanent. That itself gives us the hope and the confidence as we begin to prepare ourselves to begin to rise from Kinos. Yerum Levavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will yet raise us fully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will yet illuminate us fully and raise up our hearts with a full geula and a full return, beguf uvenefesh, to the way things ought to be. Shalis rufa ve'esh l'shlom avi lo yeh. Amis avim shachon b'chetzar zinu lo yeh. Ashoatim b'afar heret, akodim amishkalanim. Alein lo kei kivim lo yeh.